After the 1-0 victory over Leyton Orient, manager Paul Buckle joins us. A good run out for the team once again.
Yeah, it was a bit more than that today. I think it was a tough game, a step on from where we've left off with other games. And I asked the players before the game, I said, look, 4:45, can we be ahead again on aspects of our game? And I think you've seen today that another clean sheet and sure scoring is really pleasing.
Against league opposition, as you've mentioned, they're a clean sheet. That's three at home now against Wycombe, Ipswich and Leyton Orient. Must be very pleased, particularly with your defence and the goalkeepers that have been involved in those matches.
Definitely. I think pre-season is 6 weeks. Sometimes you can say to yourself, oh, it's a long time, and you know, and you get a bit negative about it. Or you can say, right, let's get hold of pre-season, let's build something. Let's build a strong mentality, let's build a winning mentality, and let's try and keep clean sheets, let's try and score goals. And the players have done that. The players have given everything. I've said to them afterwards that the Luton fans expect that and deserve that work rate. And if we do that, you know, they'll stick with us and they'll back us, because, you know, it's going to be a tough ride. The conference is an unforgiving league, and we're going to have to be at it in all aspects of our game. And I think today you saw that we could play good football through, and we certainly, when John come on, we could play balls up, which is going to be important because we're not always going to have it our own way.
You mentioned John Shaw there, only his second outing in a Luton shirt since signing, obviously suffering injury during pre-season. Within two touches and 2 minutes, he's found the back of the net. Great start for him.
Great start for him. I've always wanted to sign John Shaw, and he showed us today in 45 minutes what he's all about. I think the one thing you have to do is get the ball into the box. You know, without sort of mentioning any names or giving him any targets, I think when this club had Howard here, you know, he was able to hit him and join, and the team takes great strength when you've got a target man like that. And John Shaw is going to bring that to the club. He got a great reception from the home fans today, and he didn't disappoint them, because the finish was an excellent header when he's had very little football of late.
Quite a few players in that front line up now to give you something to think about going into next week. That is pre-season wrapped up. You've managed to name regular players over the last few weeks. Does that give us an indication as to your known starting 11?
Maybe, yeah. I think we haven't got a massive squad. And with losing Richards and Spiller, it's been disappointing. And in Shaw, but Shaw's back and back with a bang. And, you know, I'm trying to keep the squad alive. And I think you can do that when you have a smaller number. I think a smaller number it makes for a healthy training ground. Everybody knows they've got a chance. But at the same time, we have to keep one eye on it, because, well, you know, we're quite thin on the ground. But I'm pleased with everyone. I'm delighted with the way it's gone. And, you know, I wanted to win these games. There's no point kidding yourself in pre-season and saying, oh, it'll be all right. We're preparing now for a tough season, a tough game against Gateshead. And, you know, and we're somewhere near it now.
And you mentioned the injuries there with Richards and Spiller. What's the latest on those two and the others that are out of the squad?
Richards is a bit further ahead than Spiller. Richards had a setback on our pre-season trip, and he twisted the ankle, but he's sort of well on the way back now. And Spiller's, we've got to get Spiller checked over with his Achilles, because that's been a bit longer than we thought. So these things happen in pre-season. Very rarely in pre-season or during the season do you have a full squad to pick from. But everybody else has stepped up. I think all the young lads, again, stepped up last night. I went to watch us play Rushton and Diamonds, where we had a youth team, and the 15-year-old boy that came on, he was exceptional last night. So I thought the reward was right today to put him in the squad and show that the whole club is together, you know, from the centre of excellence up to the reserves and the first team. And this is what we're trying to create in the club.
Just touching on last night, I understand Dan Walker scored a hat-trick in that game. So another player that's perhaps not seen first-team action, signed a new contract, and he's banging on your door as well to be included.
Yeah, they all are. It's not going to be easy picking the team next week, I can tell you that much. It's going to be tough. But I want, you know, want everybody involved. I apologise to the chaps that didn't get on today. But they understand that it's going to be a long season. Everyone will get their chance. So there's been a few nice surprises in pre-season. I think O'Donnell has surprised us all the way he's come through. And I'm trying to get that balance between bringing players to the club and bringing some of our homegrown through.
Thanks very much.
All right.